This is Howard Boxer for Now News and Events. On October 20th, 2012, Concordia alumnus Paul Levesque, Loyola BA57, received a Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal for his contributions to Canada. Mr. Levesque is a former Canadian Olympic luge athlete and coach, and a longtime New York City-based financial advisor. Senator Frank Mihalovich bestowed the medal on Mr. Levesque at a private reception. The event was held at the Ottawa residence of John McNabb, former Canadian Deputy Consul General in New York. Several Canadian diplomats, including former Canadian Ambassador to Iran Ken Taylor, were in attendance.
Let me begin by thanking everyone very much for being here today. I know that it's a great tribute to Paul, and it's a great pleasure for me to have you here. Paul said we could say whatever was on our mind. It didn't have to just be something nice. I was a little worried about organizing today because, you know, people were coming from here and there, and, you know, New York is, Ottawa's not New York, and that sort of thing. He said, "No, John, don't worry about a thing. They're all my friends. It'll be fabulous." And he's right. But again, thank you very much for making the effort to be here for Paul, and it's a great pleasure for me to welcome you here. I met Paul not too many years ago when I was posted to the Consulate General in New York. And Paul, as he did for me, as he did for the McNees, as he did for Ben the Sullivans when they were there at about the same time as I, and for previous people who get posted to the consulate or to the UN mission, Paul went out of his way to sort of search us out, to welcome us, to spare no energy, to become, you know, to know us, and to introduce us into the Canadian community in New York. And it was certainly greatly appreciated, and the result of that is here, because some of us were introduced to the Canadian community in New York through Paul. It doesn't take long to know Paul that you know that banking, although it's his profession, isn't his only interest. And you know, I confessed when I heard the when I heard the Olympic stories, I must confess that I didn't first of all take Paul as an Olympic athlete, but then I knew that he had great interest in hockey, and my first clue was going to his apartment and seeing the Warhol picture of Gretzky on the wall. And I thought, great interest in hockey, it put me back to my youth. I'm from a little town a wee ways up the valley, Renfrew, it's about 60 miles from here, which prides itself at being the home of the NHL, the birthplace of the NHL. And there's a little museum, they're still looking for funding, I think. There's a little museum in Renfrew as birthplace of the NHL. I don't think Paul knew that I came from such an illustrious background. And my dad was a very good hockey player, a keen Leafs fan, and I thought he was the keenest hockey fan I knew until I met Paul. And Paul, I think, is an even keener hockey fan. And I said, if my father were looking down, given the interest he had in the sport and watching it and playing it, he would be, I think, very touched that we have Frank Mihalovich beside us to be here for the presentation for which we've all come. So it's my great pleasure to present Senator Frank Mihalovich.
Thank you. Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal. A new commemorative medal was created to mark the 2012 celebrations of the 60th anniversary of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's ascension to the throne, a Queen of Canada. The Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal is a tangible way for Canada to honor Her Majesty for her service to this country. At the same time, it serves to honor significant contributions and achievements by Canadians. During the year of celebrations, Canadians from across the country and various walks of life will be recognized. The Chancery of Honors, as part of the Office of the Secretary to the Governor General, administers Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal Program. Thank you. I'd like to present this medal to Paul Levesque. And Paul, you've contributed so much to this country by representing it in New York City. I've known you for over 20-some years. And Paul Levesque was synonymous with hockey in New York. Met so many players over the years because of your dinners and the organization that you had organizing these dinners, that Marie and I were pleased to honor you in this very way. Thank you very much.
I know everybody has a story about Paul, and I think maybe Paul has a story about everybody. But let me turn to Ken Taylor, who's, I think, one of Paul's oldest friends, and I know they're in close touch, so Ambassador Taylor. Thank you.
I feel as if I've known Paul since he was a teenager. That's not so long. But in any event, John, thank you for the hospitality. Senator, very gracious words. And I'd also like to take the chance, if I can, to talk about friends in New York who represented Canada, both diplomatically, the McNeese, John and Susan. They're still very much remembered at the UN, I think. Dan, Consul General. John, a masterful performance at the consulate, who advanced the interests of Canada. So that is one part of it. But it's also, if you go to the United States, you know that very occasionally in the New York Times, Canada is mentioned.
So last week was one of them.
And it's usually some exotic article dealing with the Arctic, are dealing with a nightclub that's opening in Windsor. This is big Canadian news, and so you seize it. But what happens in Canada, quite apart from John, Susan, Dan, is that sometime, occasionally, arrives a Mr. Canada. And we've got two living examples here, and they're going to go on forever, is Walter Thomason and Leslie, and Paul. So, Paul is, now, he's got this one medal here, but if Paul put on all the medals he won athletically, he'd need a brace here. So, Paul, you express, you display the exuberance of a Canadian that U.S. citizens don't really realize, understand, or have the benefit of. I've known Paul since I first arrived, and along with Walter, Leslie, Paul, many of you may have known Ed Hunter, who was with the Bank of Nova Scotia. He's going to go down in the annals of the Security Exchange Commission as the only living banker who served as bank for 75 years. Remarkable. But this is the essence of Canada in New York. Mm-hmm. And Paul, you reflect that, you reflect it every day, you created and sustained, as Frank so well knows, the Canadian hockey dinner, a tribute to fine Canadians. Mind you, occasionally the awardee was from the United States. In fact, even from Soviet Union. So we think. And it seems so fitting, all your gracious words today, and John, your true essence. You didn't need to say good things about Paul. You can do it. But he's over those years that Pat and I have known Paul, his remarkable contribution to the Canadian presence in New York is to some extent valued by the recognition, but we all can't say enough. It just isn't a medal. It's an achievement, it's a presence. And for the next 20 years, Paul in New York will say, how old is Paul? Oh, about 53. So we're all going to, those of us who live in New York will value his presence. Those of you who visit New York will as well value his presence. So, Paul, I know that it was a modest upbringing at Concordia. That's okay, in Montreal. And I leave one thought with you. You read the CV of Paul, Luge, the bobsled, and then San Moritz, Lake Placid, the Palace Hotel. Can't you picture Paul, at the end of the day, bedecked with medals in San Moritz, at the Palace Hotel, surrounded by starlets, surrounded by gorgeous women with hair between silver and bronze, with a glass of champagne? And Paul, that's the nature that we see you. Congratulations.
William Francis Mahawa, Senator, known to most of us as just Frank, I really appreciate what you've done. I believe my name was submitted originally from the Senator, and it went through, I guess, a lot of screening and so on and so forth.
Governor Jones.
Supreme Court.
Governor Jones.
They didn't ask any of us.
What did the Governor General say? We're not giving him anything.
I wouldn't view this as a tight screen.
Why angle is?
I got a call, I guess. I got the letter was dated July 4th, when you, a very nice letter, said that I was chosen to be recipient of Her Majesty's medal, and but the week before that, I got a call from Reva Hall, and she says, "Are you sure you're a Canadian?" and I didn't say why. "Are you sure?" I said, "Yes, I've got a Canadian." But anyway, Frank, it's you know, thank you. Obviously, we've known each other for a long time, and it's very, very nice of you to support me and recommend me, and also to make the formal presentation here this evening. So I really want to thank you, not a lot. And John, obviously when you left New York, you didn't think that I would be saying, "Hey, can you get a go get together here?"
I'm glad it all worked out.
Anyway, so John was great. Deputy Consul General of New York. A great guy, and he knew a lot of the people that you know that passed through New York and lot, while he was there, and knew exactly what the type of people that are here this evening. And you know, it's just you know, these days it really is quite funny. You know, people are, you know, no shows at funerals and weddings, and it's on the decline. Here's the situation. No, I mean it. It's just nobody's are fed up with weddings and fed up with funerals. I mean, it's not going up. And here's the situation. Medal, the Jubilee Medal that was last presented in 10 years ago, 1950. 10 years later, and again, a medal is the Queen Jubilee Medal is being presented. And you know, I was people that I would talk to and talking. You know, you're all here. And they say, you know, this medal's going to be presented. Oh, God, I want to be there. I want to be one of them. So, it's a great tribute. And as I was telling John McNabb, I said, you know, John, go around and listen to some of the conversations here tonight. You know, I mean, this is like a cocktail party. A lot of people know of each other or know each other, but if you go around and listen to the warmth and the chemistry of conversations of people that are not known each other for 30 or 40 years, I mean, this is what, you know, this is what really impressed me. And basically what I'm trying to say, look, this is a basically a reunion, however you want to call it. It's not a political reunion, it's not a business reunion, but it's great people that either know or knew of other people that are here this evening, and it just is absolutely fantastic. All I want to do, I really want to thank you all for coming in, because you're really, really great people, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. This is not rent a crowd. This is not. It's
real people. And you are real people. Thank you very much.